well over a year since this occurred in the crease line down at the Ramper, and it has affected a number of farmers down there, and a total of 64 acres of land has been affected by sea salt and sand. In the meantime, the farmers had to get various lands in the Creasley area to rent out to keep their cattle and sheep, and also for a silage. So they're losing money at the moment due to the seawall not being fixed. There was $103,000 allocated for the repair of the seawall, but this, due to the prolonging of development, this has gone up to $173,000. The date it was given now by the board panel is the 20th of August. I think that's far too long when the work should be carried out in the summertime. I have been on to the board planning, and they assured me that they would consider bringing the date forward and get work underway as soon as possible.
As you said, there is now a difference of over €60,000 between the amount it's likely to cost and the amount you've been promised by the government. Is there a concern over how that shortfall is going to be made up?
Well, there is a concern there, and hopefully the money that's allocated for the job now has been secured of $173,000. But my main worry is that if it takes to August to get with the board panel approving, the price could escalate again. So I'll be putting pressure on the board panel to have this seawall fast-tracked as soon as possible.